Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Genesis chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. The Lord God asked, "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." The story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden has a very contemporary ring to it. Blaming others is as much a way of life today for many people as it was for Adam long, long ago. He knew he had done wrong because he had eaten the forbidden fruit, but he was desperate to wriggle out of the situation and dump the blame on Eve. But he went even further than that, suggesting that God bore some responsibility because he had given Eve to him. We all know the temptation to blame others, our parents, our children, our teachers, our employers, and the governments under which we've lived. We're all far from perfect, so we generously heap the blame on them. But it isn't good enough, and we know it. We need to take responsibility and recognise that although we are certainly not the only guilty party, we must accept responsibility and own up to the fact that we have done wrong. I've known people who've continually blamed others. That's so sad. Their attitude not only made their own lives miserable, but spread misery to those around them. Others may indeed be to blame, but if we only draw attention to their failures, we get a completely distorted understanding of them. May God help us to be generous, loving, and forgiving when we see the faults of others, recognizing our own shortcomings. Dumping the blame on other people might feel satisfying for a short while, but it offers a miserable way of life. Lord, forgive us that we're often tempted to blame others when things go wrong. Help us to take responsibility for our failings and to show more patience and forgiveness when other people do wrong. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premier.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.